the line is the Deputy Prime Minister, Julia Gillard. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Can you guarantee that your changes to workplace laws will not cost a job?
These changes are about fairness and flexibility, about productivity, and that's good for the nation's prosperity and good for jobs, Neil.
Can you...
Hello?
Can you guarantee...
Oh, sorry, that was my fault.
I was choking. Well, not at your answer, I was just choking.
Don't choke, Neil, you've got me worried now.
Good, because can you guarantee that they will not cost a job?
These laws are not about costing jobs. Neil, let's just
I understand that.
Neil, I'm just going to explain something here that I think is really important and which is going to put this question into some context. What creates jobs in our country? Business creates jobs. It does it in response to demand. And when industrial relations laws have been in all different sorts of forms in this country, we've seen jobs go up when the economy's been growing and job numbers go down when the economy's been contracting. My Fair Work Bill didn't create the global financial crisis. It didn't create the global recession. It didn't create any of those things that are now driving problems with employment in our economy.
I accept that, but the question is still reasonable.
Yes, and what can industrial relations laws do?
No, I'm asking the question, if you don't mind.
Well, and if I can just put this answer for you.
Well, I haven't asked it yet.
Well, just in the context of what drives demand for jobs in our economy, global financial crisis, global recession,
yes.
What do you need? You need workplace laws that are fair and flexible, and that's what these laws are.
Ms. Gillard, another thing affects jobs, and that's uncertainty. And that is, in this environment, crucial. I repeat the question, can you guarantee that these laws will not cost jobs?
I can guarantee that for businesses that are in business and thinking about creating a job, there is no disincentive in these laws to creating that job.
But
these laws won't create jobs. Businesses will create jobs. These laws will work with businesses as they go about creating those jobs.
Let's be fair dinkum here. I have been there. Okay, well, I'll be even more fair dinkum. In opposition, you said to the then Prime Minister, John Howard, can you guarantee that no Australian worker will be worse off under your laws? I now say to you, now you're in government, the same question. Can you guarantee that no Australian worker will lose their jobs as a result of these laws?
But Neil, it's not the same question, because industrial relations laws bear directly on things like the setting of minimum wages. Businesses create jobs. You've got to have workplace laws that are fair and flexible to help businesses do that. These laws are fair and flexible.
Okay, well, we now have the hospitality industry, the retail industry and the mining industry, three of the largest employer groups in this country, saying this will cut jobs. What's your answer to them?
Well, I'm really glad you asked me that, because I think that there's a big confusion in today's newspapers about two actually different issues.
But no, they've been saying it for days.
Your own pizza parlour is there saying it's going to cut jobs. You're going to let me explain it, Neil, or you're just going to talk over the top of me? Because if you let me explain
it... Well, let's cut the spin, really.
I'm not going to engage in any spin. I'm trying to explain something very practical to you here.
Yep.
I've seen that story about my local pizza parlour too, and I do enjoy my pepperoni pizzas, but at the heart of that story is a confusion, and the confusion is this. The Fair Work Bill that's in the Senate at the moment isn't about modernising awards. That is happening separately. It is happening at the Australian Industrial Relations Commission. It's happening in a two-year process, the end of which is to create modern, simple awards, which would come into effect on the 1st of January 2010 and have a five-year transitional period. Now, the restaurant organisations and the catering organisations are worried, Neil, they are worried, they are concerned about that award modernisation process. And obviously, I'm meeting with them and discussing it with them. There's plenty of time to work with the Commission before these awards come into effect, and even then, there's a five-year transitional period.
And are you meeting with the mining industry as well and the retailing industry?
Yes, absolutely. As a fortnight ago. I met with the retailers. I met with the representatives of restaurants.
Well, you haven't reassured either of them, because both the retailers, the restaurants, and now the mining industry, they are all saying jobs will go. In this environment, jobs will go. And they've met you, you've talked to them, and they still believe it.
The restaurant...
And they're the very business, as you say, creating business.
If I can answer the question, Neil, I will. A fortnight ago, I met with the representatives of the Restaurant and Catering Association and the retailers. They raised with me a set of concerns about award modernisation. I said I would work with them on those concerns. That is not about the bill that's in the Senate. Then, in terms of the bill that is in the Senate, yes, business has different views about it. In the lead up to the 2007 election, most business organisations in this country campaigned to keep work choices. Now, that was their view, and of course they're entitled to it, entitled to put their view in an election campaign, and they did. But you know what happened? The Australian people heard that campaign, they thought about the issues. In 2007 they went and voted, and they voted for an end of work choices and for Labor's workplace relations policy, and I am putting that into law as Labor promised the Australian people.
And can I tell you something else that has happened since 2007? The world has collapsed in a financial sense. It is not the same environment, Minister.
No,
it is not the same environment where you made that promise.
No, it's not, Neil. I agree with you.
And if you introduce these changes, you're introducing a level of high-risk uncertainty that will cost jobs. And that is a point being put by every industry and every small business, Minister.
And if, well, Neil, with respect, there are different views being put. And can I also say this to you? We designed this workplace relations system to be the right system for the good times and the bad times. And why is it the right system? Because it balances fairness, a safety net people can rely on, fair minimum wages and conditions, with flexibility. That is, you can bargain in your workplace with your employer for changes that drive productivity, drive better business performance, and make sure that there are gains to be shared. These changes also make a difference to job security under work choices, and this is
but
still...
But there is no job security. Your own industry minister told me that weeks ago. No job in this country is safe.
Can I just finish my sentence, Neil?
Look, you can't just... Don't just come on and make statements. You've got to be accountable for them.
I'm happy to be absolutely accountable for every word in this interview, Neil, and I'm happy to be absolutely accountable for putting into law what we promised the Australian people in 2007.
Do you accept the world has changed significantly since then?
Yeah, absolutely. And
do you accept that we've got record levels of unemployment approaching?
Neil, there's no need to treat me like a fool. I obviously understand what yesterday's unemployment figures mean, and I understand that those figures represent the lives of real-life Australians, and I speak to those Australians as well. And
so you accept the world has changed. Why won't you change your approach to the laws?
Because, Neil, because this system was designed to work in the good times and the bad times. The premise in your question is that somehow this system was only designed for the good times. The premise in your question is 100% wrong.
The premise in my question is that we have the major industries in this country and small business leaders in this country saying, government, if you do this, you are going to cost jobs. Not me, not journalists, not Laurie Oakes, not Ken Davidson, not Michelle Grattan. It is the business organisations that say, in this environment, this is a disaster.
And those business organisations, or at least some of them, said in the run-up to the 2007 election, in a very different environment, that they wanted work choices.
So does that mean you don't believe them now?
That's absolutely not my point, Neil. My point is this. In industrial relations, there are a variety of views. I obviously know that. We saw those views on display in the lead up to 2007. We're seeing that now. Now, in terms of the criticism of the Fair Work Bill, I get lots of employers saying to me it's gone too far. I get lots of unions saying to me it hasn't gone far enough. What I think that means is we got the balance right. I think the Australian people adjudicated on these questions in 2007.
In a totally different environment.
And we designed this workplace relations system to work work in hard times and good times.
Minister,
and on my job security point, Neil, which you didn't let me finish, the essence of work choices, and this is still the law of this country today, if you work in a business with less than 100 people, you can be dismissed for no reason at all. The Fair Work Bill would fix that. And work choices also gave to this country a system where your redundancy entitlement could be ripped off you without a cent of compensation. And I'd ask you the question, Neil, do you think they're the appropriate laws for a time like this?
I don't think it's fair,
Minister,
but I don't think
that
yours...
No, that's what my Fair Work Bill is getting rid of.
Oh, nonsense. I've got three callers.
That is what my Fair Work Bill is getting rid of. It is making sure
that people... It's getting rid of jobs, Minister.
That's your assertion, which is not correct.
But it's not mine. It's the retailing industry, the mining industry,
and
the hospitality industry. I've got a caller here
who
tells me he's going to dismiss 40 workers under this. Another one, small business, disgusted, we'll have to cut people. Another one, six workers going. These are small businesses, the engine room of the economy.
Yes, and I think, Neil, and I'm very happy if you want to send me those emails to individually speak to each of them. I think when I talk to those people, many of them will be reflecting a concern about the award modernisation process, not the Fair Work Bill. That's the award modernisation process I just described to you, which isn't finalised, where there is plenty of time for people to put views in, where nothing is going to change until the 1st of January 2010, and where there is going to be a five-year transitional period.
Do you, a quick reaction to Malcolm Turnbull's proposition that small businesses be allowed to employ 25 full-time employees before the legislation kicks in? I think you're set at 15, I think, aren't you?
What we've done is we took a very detailed policy to the election. That policy's in the bill. What that policy is for all businesses, big and small, you need to have proved yourself to be a good worker before you get any suggestion of unfair dismissal rights. In a small business, fewer than 15 employees, that's a full 12 months that the business gets to look at you before they decide whether or not you fit in. In a bigger business, it is 6 months. Then if, you know, sometime down the track there is a problem about a dismissal, there is a fair dismissal code to assist small businesses. We think that gets the balance right.
And the level's 15.
Yes, less than 15.
Would you look at Malcolm Turnbull's 25, or is that too many?
We promised the Australian people 15. It's the number in our policy, Neil. Went to the election in our policy. And on Malcolm Turnbull, can I just say this? Late last year, he was in the Australian newspaper, very, very detailed article and comments, saying he didn't like our unfair dismissal laws, but he accepted that they had the mandate of the Australian people and the Liberal Party wouldn't oppose them. His recent position isn't anything to do about the unfair dismissal laws. It's to do with Peter Costello breathing down his neck. I am not going to respond to that kind of internal Liberal politics. I'm about good laws and good policy.
And I'm not going to argue the consistency of Malcolm Turnbull.
Yeah, well, Malcolm Turnbull and Peter Costello can chase each other around till the cows come home, but industrial relations laws shouldn't be made on the basis of the two of them chasing each other around.
If your laws are found to have cost jobs one job, would you change them?
These laws get the balance right, and I don't understand what you mean by that.
What I
question.
Mean is, if people
what is going to pressure employment?
Well, explain what I mean.
What's going to pressure?
Do you want me to explain what I mean?
Okay, can I just finish this sentence? If what's going to pressure employment in this nation is the global financial crisis and global recession.
Of course.
That's why we've acted to stimulate the economy.
But if businesses come forward and say we've sacked this many workers because we can't operate under these new laws, will you change them?
Well, I don't believe that is what will happen because these laws are fair and flexible. And what part of businesses can't operate under these laws? A minimum safety net. We're still working with people on that minimum safety net.
The mining industry says it'll be unworkable because of union access. I mean, you know the specifics. You know as well as I do what they're saying. Now, you're saying that...
I do know some of the things that are being said, and I've had discussions. Some of them are, in my view, concerns are raised. We've worked through a number of them. The mining organisation AMA, as it's called, the Metal and Mines Association, would say to you, Neil, that it's been in discussion with me over 12 months now, and it would say to you too that I have responded and addressed a number of their concerns in those discussions.
They still say
no one got 100% of what they wanted out of these discussions.
That same association says today they haven't got the resources to deal with what you are proposing, and that means job cuts. That's what they say.
And what I would say to you, Neil, is I spent more than 12 months. We took a policy to the election. Australian people endorsed it. We then spent more than 12 months talking to everybody. No one got everything they asked for. No employer group did. No union did. No one got everything they asked for. We got the balance right. I have responded to some of the concerns of the Metal and Mines Association. Have they got 100% of what they wanted? No, they haven't. But I believe this system gets the balance right.
So are they all crying wolf, those people?
Well, look, people have got different views on industrial relations, and that's to be respected, Neil. I respect that.
Yeah, but you don't believe them, do you? You don't believe them when they say it will cost jobs.
Well, I believe...
Clearly not. I mean, by your answers to my questions, you just don't believe
I believe claims will be made in industrial relations from time to time from all different perspectives. The people making them, I think, genuinely believe those claims. I'm not doubting their motivations. Mm. You know, the people who campaign for work choices, and including the Mines and Metals Association, I think they genuinely believed work choices was the right policy for this country. I don't doubt their motivations, but I don't agree with them. And the important thing isn't what I think, it's what the Australian people think. The Australian people didn't agree with them.
Well, there's no point in going straight through the argument about that. It was before the recession hit, however.
And this system's been designed
for
the good times and the bad times.
At least we accept we're in recession, don't we?
Well, we're in some tough, tough periods.
Oh, no, we don't accept we're in recession. Those unemployment figures and we're not in recession?
Well, Neil, I'm not going to play word games with you. This is a tough period of time, global recession, bearing down on our economy. What do we need to do in those circumstances? We need to act to cushion the economy. That's what the stimulus package was about.
So no word games, are we in recession or not?
Neil, you know that there are technical definitions and all of that kind of stuff. The thing here isn't to carry on about the word games, it's to respond to the real issue. What's the real issue? We are seeing...
Oh, well, you ask the question and answer it. You sound like the Prime Minister.
We are seeing more Australians lose their jobs, and rather than play word games, the government's in the business of stimulating the economy. And, Neil, if I can make this point, because I know you're trying to get information through to people, we have moved to provide better employment services to people who are made redundant, so they will move into more intensive assistance with employment services, including better training supports, so those services are available for people.
We've got industry saying you're helping to make them redundant, and you're saying we'll look after them when they become redundant. That's the situation we've got.
And, Neil, as you know, for the Australians today who are looking for work, the Fair Work Bill is in the Parliament. It's not the law of this country, and you cannot put the proposition that somehow their circumstances are related to a bill in the Parliament that isn't law yet.
I think it's creating a level of uncertainty and it's destructive.
And it's a bill that balances fairness and flexibility. Okay. I want to be honest with these workers, and we've been honest all along. We can't stop the global financial crisis and global recession at the border of Australia. It's going to impact on our economy.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Neil.
Julia Gillard, Deputy Prime Minister, 96900 693 13 13 32. We've had a list of people ringing in through that saying, well, we're going to dump people. Uncertainty is the key word in this. We'll take a break. Calls in a moment.